We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Overnight, from coast to coast, tensions boiling over on college campuses as protests over Israel's war in Gaza grow more confrontational. A massive police presence moving in early this morning, beginning to break up encampments at UCLA. The LAPD declaring a citywide tactical alert as officers in riot gear responded to crowds. It comes just one night after that pro-Palestinian encampment came under attack by pro-Israel activists. The lack of police action that night since called into question. University police responding to the criticism, saying the campus leadership, not law enforcement, owns the results of their decisions. Classes at the school now canceled. In Oregon, at Portland State University, protesters barricading themselves inside the library since Monday. Despite the school telling them to leave immediately, food and bedding was seen being delivered. At the University of New Hampshire in Durham, pro-Palestinian protesters clashing with police in riot gear. While at Dartmouth College, police arresting 90 protesters after an order to leave an encampment. Violent clashes breaking out at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Four officers injured, dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters arrested. The dean of students escorted by police as he walked through the mall after encampments were taken down. Protesters taking to the streets of New York City. The NYPD arresting nearly 300 demonstrators across the city. Police clearing out an indoor encampment at Fordham University.
If you refuse to leave, you may be placed under arrest.
Officers ordering protesters to disperse immediately, arresting at least 15 people.
It's going well. We only have 6 months to go. Don't F it up. It's all I can say. I mean, this is just unbelievable. It's crazy. The Republicans are doing really, really weird things now in response to everything that's going on. Screaming that, it's Biden's fault. These are Biden's protests. I don't even understand how they get there from here. But, hey, trust me, they go there from here. They actually they can find their way. Here's a little taste.
Another 4 years for Joe Biden means another 4 years of little Gazas all across America.
There's a rot in our universities. There's a rot in the White House, and there's a rot in this country.
We've got university presidents and university faculty that are just wimps.
Businesses across the United States, when they see that little Harvard diploma, UCLA, Columbia, those businesses, maybe they should hang a sign out that says, graduates need not apply.
Don't you need to castrate a pig or something, or kill a dog? Or isn't that what Republican women do to appear strong? Listen, this is it is an amazing thing. It's truly, I mean, the law and order crowd are pointing at Joe Biden while their candidate is on trial for criminal behavior. Only we could screw this up. Only we could snatch losing from the jaws of victory in this manner. Only we could do that. Only Democrats could do that. This is so bad. I can't even tell you. It's just, it's bizarre world. It's incredible. Every single time there's some sort of, and the violence has got to stop. I mean, violence of any sort is just horrendous. Now, I went yesterday, I was trying to show you that there are infiltrators, and there were infiltrators in the Black Lives Matter protests. And the infiltrators in the Black Lives Matter protests, this is such a mind F, okay? This is really got to go twisty here, okay? But this is what they did. They dressed up like anti-fascists. They dressed up like Antifa or the Black Bloc anarchists. And they were really white supremacist bikers. And they infiltrated into the Milwaukee protests about George Floyd. And they started breaking. I mean, it's the same MO. It's the exact same behavior that you see on the campuses, especially inside of the Columbia building, right? The breaking of the windows and zip tying the doors closed. And, you know, so and people go, so I was trying to describe yesterday, you know, like how the infiltrators infiltrated the Black Lives Matter protests by showing you Umbrella Man here, right? Just showing this guy to you. And people actually...
I zoomed in. I'll zoom out a little bit. Those cops will come for you if you're pulling that crap.
There's always...
This guy just came with a hammer and smashed the windows.
Come on, me! I'm gonna fight you right now.
You wanna go? Yes. What's up? Somebody hold my blunt.
Hey.
Somebody hold my blunt.
Okay. So now my inbox fills up with people going, "Are you saying Antifa has it?" No. No. This is who Umbrella Man is.
Tonight, authorities in Minneapolis say they have finally identified the man they claim incited days of violent protest there after George Floyd was killed. Dubbed the Umbrella Man on social media, he was captured in this viral video breaking windows at this AutoZone, dressed in black, holding an umbrella. In a court filing this week, police identifying him as a white supremacist. Brad Svensson recorded the May 27th incident.
It was strange because he was just casually walking through this warlike space.
According to court documents, the man also spray painted the words "free expletive for everyone" zone on the business's doors. Not long after, looting and fires began in the area, police say. An officer telling the court, until Umbrella Man, the protests had been relatively peaceful.
You see what I'm saying here, right? Now, does it make sense to you? Okay, Umbrella Man was not Antifa. Umbrella Man was not an anti-fascist of any sort. Umbrella Man was not an anarchist. He dressed like the Black Bloc anarchists in order to pretend, in order to give the impression that the left was doing this bad thing that was going to incite violence, which worked. And when you see the tactics that were used, you have to understand that they're the same, and somebody is training people. Somebody is training these activists to know how to do this crap, okay? And it doesn't really matter at this point who's doing what to whom. What matters is it's happening, it's being filmed, and, you know, Joe Biden, for some weird reason, is being blamed for it. And I keep on bringing up 1968. Why? Because I was barely alive then, but I have read every damn thing about, because I kept saying, like, how did Richard Nixon even get elected in this country? How did this even happen to us? Okay. I mean, you had LBJ with the Great Society trying to build on, FDR, war on poverty, trying to build on the New Deal, right? You had all of this investment in ordinary people, and it was going good. It was really going good. I don't know why, we manufactured an incident called the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Best I can tell, it wasn't real. I don't know. Could have been. But, you know, all these years later, doesn't look like it to me. Looks like it was some sort of a report that an American, boat was hit in the Gulf of Tonkin in Vietnam, and that the North Vietnamese attacked us, and therefore we have to go to war. Yeah, I really... But LBJ, it got so out of control. Also, we had a draft, and our 19-year-olds were getting drafted. One of the ways out of the draft was you could go to college, and you could get a deferment that way, a college deferment. And I know a lot of people who did that. Some of them went to Canada, and some of them went to college. They both begin with a C, you know. It was a similar way to flee. Well, poor kids couldn't flee. Poor kids couldn't afford college, nor could they go to Canada. So they got drafted. This is why I sort of kind of understood the protests on the college campuses, even though you were safe on the college campus from the draft because you were a college student. Okay.